And welcome back to Over Coffee. Well, I've got a question for you. What do you think are the ideas that are going to change the world? And how can you be a part of them? Well, since 1984, there's a nonprofit called TED that's been getting people together to answer that question. They have TED Talks in addition to three yearly conferences. So three yearly conferences and independently run programs known as TED Talks all over the world. And Pasadena City College is just about to get our first TED Talk here, organized by students. Renee Shaw and Eric Espinosa are the organizers of TEDxPCC that happens in Arcadia in November of this year. They're joining in studio right now. Renee, Eric, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you in studio. This has had to be an incredible journey for both of you because as young folks, students, you haven't had this much experience in the business world yet. What happened for both of you right after you got the authorization from TED to do this independent talk?
Well, I remember talking to Eric and we had lunch together and he was explaining to me the event and he's like, I want you to be my co-producer. And I remember looking at him and I was just like, what do you mean co-producer? And I remember asking a bunch of questions like, do you want me to be your assistant? Do you want me to just, you know, help you out, this and that? But he's like, no, to make decisions with me. And I don't really remember saying yes, but what is it? 9 months later, we've just done so much work. And every step, it's, you know, I was asked to be a part of this. And I love stuff like TED Talks and inspiring students and making things happen. But every step was like pushing the bounds of what is possible. Because like, okay, we're going to do an event. Okay, it's going to be November. Cool. And then it was, okay, now we're aiming for top-notch speakers. Okay. Now we need, you know, lots of budget. Okay. Now we're at an organizers meeting USC and Caltech organizers and the San Diego organizers. And then it's like, okay, now we have a dream speaker of Bobak from NASA. And we're talking to the Caltech organizer. And then we bump into him at Starbucks and like 20 minutes later. So it's just like every step it was discovering something new and something new that was possible, because before it was just like, okay, we're going to do this. I don't really know what it is, but it's going to be amazing and we're going to make something amazing happen. And right now it's so much more bigger and more amazing than I would have initially thought. And yeah, it's definitely been a journey, that's for sure.
I suppose somebody else is in that same boat right now. They don't really know what this is when they hear TED or when they hear TEDx. How would you tell them what it is? How'd you explain it?
Well, what TED is it's an organization that their motto is ideas worth spreading. And so they get the most inspiring people, whether it's people like Bill Gates or Jane Goodall or, you know, nobody off the street who's doing something amazing. And they get them to give a talk of their lifetime in 18 minutes or less. Why 18 minutes? Because it's short. You know, you can still have your whole lives, but it's long enough that you can really get something meaningful. And so what they do is they allow for anybody to have access to this inspiration, to what's cutting edge, to what's really happening. Because you might think, you know, someone who's, you know, grew up in the ghetto or somewhere lower class or someone grew up, you know, in another country, they might never have, you know, never hear anything, you know, so inspirational or so cutting edge. So what TED does is they break that down and they allow for anybody to have access. What TEDx is it's an independently organized TED Talk. So organizers, they go through an application process with TED. And if they like you and if you think they think you'll do a good job, basically, they give you a license and you have a bunch of rules you have to follow. But it's your chance to also contribute to the community and also to the global world, because we're the ones who do all the work. We contact the speakers, we contact sponsors, we recruit a team, we do the marketing. And so, the X brand is allowing local people to be a part of something amazing and to make TED Talks happen.
This is going to be something amazing. Eric, what inspired you about TEDx? What made you first want to do this?
Well, it was an incredible journey that I started about 3 years ago. It really was going through a difficult time. And a friend said, hey, let's go to TEDx USC. And I was like, all right, you know, let's give this a try. And of course, I had literally had gone through a lot of difficulty. And when literally the first speaker came up, I was hooked. And I said to my friend, I said, someday I'm going to be on that stage. And it kind of snowballed from there. It really reignited my passion for life to really want to go out and do what I really wanted to do. It really gave me the sense to believe in myself and to move forward. And so then some time had passed and I was like, well, I said I was going to be on that stage. How can I get on that stage? So I looked up the application process and I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty lengthy. And sent the application. And the funny thing was, you know, you send it and you're like, oh, I'm never going to be a part of something like this. And I believe 2 weeks later, you get that email saying, congratulations, you've been approved. I remember just like sitting there and looking around me and just like pinching myself, like, did this just happen? Like, this normally doesn't happen. There's been, you know, I've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, and it was really validating to be accepted into to being an organizer, just because of all the things that had happened. And it really is now developing to give us a platform to spread our ideas and to really to move forward with the theme that we have is expanding horizons of understanding.
How did you come up with that theme?
That theme is actually based off of literary theory. And it goes, the belief is that in order for each individual to grow as a person and to become a better version of themselves, you have to share your experiences with others so that the discourse of humanity would actually be leveled, so that I have a unique look at this world and everyone else has a very unique viewpoint of this world as well. If we share our experiences with others, then we would have an understanding amongst each other. And that's the goal, is to literally have our speakers share their experiences so that it would become a better place for everyone.
And in fact, you have a poem with you that I would love to have you share when we come back from our break. And let me know what that means in terms of your experience with TED and TEDx, especially TEDxPCC. You and I are listening to Eric Espinosa and Renee Shaw, the organizers of TEDxPCC, coming up November 23rd. I understand that tickets are going to be available for sale on the 23rd of September. And we'll tell you more about that when we come back. Their website, TEDxPCC.com, and on Facebook, TEDxPCC. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee, back in just a moment here on Lancer Radio. We're Lancer Radio, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org. This is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon, in studio today with Eric Espinosa and Renee Shaw, organizers of PCC's first ever TEDxPCC, TED Talks, coming up in November. And Eric, you have a poem here that I think communicates what TED Talks are about. Would you read that, please?
Sure. I guess a little context. This was performed by Sarah Kay at TED. And I think it really speaks to our mission on what we're trying to do. And it's to help individuals realize that, you know, this world is hard and you're going to go through a lot of it, bad experiences, but it'll be okay. So the... yeah, I just wanted to set up that little context. And so the poem is called If I Should Have a Daughter, and it's literally Sarah saying if she were to have a daughter, these would the life lessons that she would tell her. It goes, she's going to learn that this life will hit you hard in the face, wait for you to get back up so it could kick you in the stomach. But getting the wind knocked out of you is the only way to remind your lungs how much they like the taste of air. There is hurt here that cannot be fixed by Band-Aids or poetry. So the first time she realizes that Wonder Woman isn't coming, I'll make sure she knows that she doesn't have to wear the cape all by herself. Because no matter how wide you stretch your fingers, your hands will always be too small to catch all the pain you want to heal. Believe me, I've tried. I want her to see the world through the underside of a glass-bottom boat, to look through magnifying glasses at the galaxies that exist on the pinpoint of a human mind. Because that's how my mom taught me, that there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, my mama said. When you open your hands to catch and wind up with only blisters and bruises. When you step out of the phone booth and try to fly, and the very people you want to save are the ones standing on your cape. When your boots will fill with rain and you'll be up to your knees in disappointment. And those are the very days you have all the more reason to say thank you. Because there's nothing more beautiful than the way the ocean refuses to stop kissing the shoreline. no matter how many times it's sent away. You'll put the win and win some, lose some. You'll put the start in starting over. And no matter how many landmines erupt in a minute, be sure to, your mind lands on the very beauty of this funny place called life.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. And that's the inspiration to you, to Ted.
Yes.
And what you're doing.
Yes. It's literally to, because I, with, when I was going through my difficult time, when I went to the various, even TEDx Caltech as well, it really reminded me that this world is hard. It's very difficult, but it's beautiful. And that as long as you keep moving forward and trying to reach for the stars, literally anything is possible.
I love the line about the ocean kissing the shore. As we reach for the stars here with TEDxPCC, and I think it's going to be an amazing event, who are some of the speakers that you're going to have?
So, yes, but today we are announcing some of the speakers, some really, really, really great speakers. And it's kind of funny. It's people ask me, well, who are you really excited about? And then I look at the list and it really shocked. I was like, I think I'm very excited for everyone. And so even though it's a good list of 16 speakers we have so far, we have William Pomerantz, Vice President of Virgin Galactic. We have Brent Bushnell, the CEO of Two-Bit Circus with Eric Gradman.
And let's say a little bit about what they do, too.
Okay.
William Pomerantz does what?
He is the Vice President of Special Projects for Virgin Galactic. And if you're not familiar with Virgin Galactic, they're the world's first space line. So he's going to talk about technology and how it's utilized to get people like you and I into space at a very affordable cost. And what's actually crazy is that this is going to be something that's going to be happening very, very soon within the next 5 years.
So by 2018, we'll be seeing people taking space flights.
Yes, it would literally, you would have the choice of purchasing an SUV or having the opportunity to go into space. But the ramifications of that is that literally nonprofits, schools in general, they could be literally going on field trips to space now.
That is mind-blowing. And I'm sitting here thinking 1984 had this new technology called the CD. One of these days we're going to use the CD. Please go on. Who else do you have?
So with Brent Bushnell of Two-Bit Circus, he is creating, it's called the STEAM Carnival. And that's actually it's building upon the acronym STEM. And so they're really building a educational slash fun science-y carnival that is really meant to engage your mind. And they just did a Kickstarter that was successfully funded, and they really just want to talk about how their journey of kind of developing this carnival. And one was we just signed yesterday, and the funny thing is when I hung up on the phone, I literally screamed like a little girl. And it was validated because someone came out and was like, did I hear a little girl scream? And his name is Adam Stelzner. He is the chief engineer and development manager for the Mars Curiosity project. So if you're familiar with the Mars Curiosity rover, there's what's called the 7 minutes of terror. So when that rover was going into Mars, all connection was lost for 7 minutes. The team didn't know if it landed or crashed. They had to wait 7 minutes and a very elaborate landing. And he was the one that was in charge of that. And so he's going to be telling us the story of how it came to come about, because it's literally the way that rover landed was it detached, it was dropped, it was hovering, and it had to be all automated. And I just remember watching that that live feed and seeing the tension within that room, because literally people's life's work was in the balance and they didn't know for 7 minutes.
And then you saw them start leaping and screaming when it actually touched down.
Yes.
That was an amazing time. Renee, suppose that we go forward in our imagination right now. It's November 23rd and we are at the Altadena High School Performing Arts Center.
Arcadia.
I keep saying Altadena for some reason. It's Arcadia. And what's going to be going on at, is it 11 that morning?
Well, the time is slightly tentative. We're going to release that soon. But basically, you're going to walk in, and it's brand new Performing Arts Center. It is gorgeous. You can take a look at the pictures on our website. But so beautiful, beautiful Performing Arts Center. There's going to be 1,200 attendees. And the people who come to TED Talks, you know, the people who love to be inspired, they love innovation, they love science and technology or poetry or rock climbing, but people who love life or who really are craving that kind of inspiration. And so you're going to have 1,200 people who, you know, maybe they're your average people, maybe they're the CEO of a company, but who are there to be inspired and there to receive something that will make a difference in their lives and the community. And so there'll be three different speaking sessions. Our themes are education, science and technology, and social justice. So you'll go in. You'll go into the main auditorium where there'll be a speaking session of about 3 to 5 speakers, and then you'll go on to a break. And the first break is lunch, and we have some really cool stuff planned for that, but we'll release that soon. And then you'll go into another speaking session where they'll be all themed around one of the other themes, and you'll be able to hear that, and then you'll be able to break out again, and you'll be able to talk and discuss with people or even meet the speakers themselves and talk to them and ask them questions. And we also have, we're going to be having some interactive activities. We'll be having some displays that correlate to the different talks, and then you'll go in for another session, and you'll be able to hear those inspiring, amazing talks. And afterwards, you have this whole day of different angles of life, you know, whether it's the inspiring story of I didn't think I can, or like I just did something amazing, or this is something that's really cool going on in life. And you'll get to meet tons of amazing people and make friends and hopefully be able to do something meaningful afterwards.
When we come back, I would love to hear more about how people can bring back the ideas that they can put to work right here at the PCC community from you. You and I are listening today to Renee Shaw and to Eric Espinosa, who are co-organizers of TEDxPCC happening in Arcadia at Arcadia High School's Performing Arts Center. I mistakenly said Altadena before, and that's happening on the 23rd of November. Tickets going on sale September 23rd. Back with more Over Coffee in just a moment. This is Dot Cannon on LancerRadio.org. We're Lancer Radio, coming to you from the beautiful Pasadena City College campus at LancerRadio.org. And on Saturday, November 23rd in Arcadia, things are going to get interesting, exciting, and inspiring here. I'm Dot Cannon with Over Coffee, talking today with Renee Shaw and Eric Espinosa, co-organizers of PCC's first ever TED Talks. Renee, we were just talking about what's going to be happening in Arcadia at the Performing Arts Center that morning. And what would you really like people to come back with that they can put to work in their own community here at PCC on the 25th of November, the Monday after this happens?
I guess it's the inspiration and kind of belief that they can do something. They can be a part of something amazing. Because I'm a college student. I'm a community college student. And Eric's also a college student. So it's like we're not necessarily, you know, people with PhDs and things like that, but we're making this happen. And then all of our speakers, they were just your average normal people, but they decided at some point in their lives to do something. And so on that Monday morning, for people just to realize, like, or take this, not just realize, but to take this step in making something happen, like not even knowing what they're going to do necessarily, but just be like, I'm going to do something. And I mean, we've been working with some really great people. We're going to be releasing like a TED Walk and something in the community that's not just these talks that are inspiring, but something substantial where people could go into the community and see the difference that people make and be a part of that. So for that Monday morning, for people just to decide, I'm going to take one step forward. And, you know, hopefully even to take one step forward, you know, holding somebody else's hand from maybe a completely different perspective, because the theme of Expanding Horizon is to have that different perspective and that diversity, but to take that step forward to do something for the world and do something for themselves.
Now, how will TED Walk work? That's a great idea. Eric, maybe
I guess without saying a lot of the major details is that we've thought of that TED is all about ideas, and it's always about ideas worth spreading. And we thought of, why don't we take those ideas and actually put them into motion? And so we are developing an edible garden and a fragrant garden that is meant to create inspiration. And it's literally – so we're building off of that and just calling it, you know, we're going from the TED Talk to the TED Walk. And we're working with some really wonderful people. very talented designer, Andrea Rojas, has really helped us a lot with designing the space. And it's just been an amazing journey in that, because you're starting to really see how you could affect a community. Because I was discussing, was like, we're going to be producing TED Talks, and we're going to be, even for the speakers, we're going to be creating something that is, you know, a person's going to watch for 18 minutes max. But having this TED Walk, it will be something that's created and can last forever. And it'll mean more to a community that needs something. And so that's really been the inspiration behind that, and to really create a space that is inviting for young children. And it's always built upon the underdog of what and that's kind of how it all plays within the theme of our event as well. And it's kind of funny is that as we've been building this, we've been realizing our kind of place in this world as well, and that we could do a lot if we really start engaging the community. And it was and even while doing this TED Walk, we've run into some, you know, little speed bumps, you could say, and that's just been the overall journey. And I've actually received this message that I thought was really it was very touching at the very least, because as we've been, you know, trying to do a TED conference and then also doing a TED Walk, it was starting to really, I think, bear down on Renee and I. And it goes, never doubt that a small committed citizens, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And that really re-sparked. when I got that message, I was, wow, we're onto something. And that's our goal, is when we do this TED Walk, that we don't want it to just stop with us. We want the community to see and then the community to engage as well.
People are going to want to support you when they hear this. How can they best do that?
Go to our website, tedxpcc.com. There's links there that they could reach out to us for sponsorship, or for just in general if they have any questions, any kind of concerns leading up to the event. There's literally, when you go to the webpage, you'll see in the tabs the contact us or even sponsorship.
And I love your Facebook page, too. They might like to check that out as well.
Yes. Yes. Check us out, TEDxPCC on Facebook, and also at TEDxPCC for Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Before we completely run out of time, what would each of you say that you learned about going for your dreams and reaching for your future from your experience in putting together TEDxPCC? What are you taking away with you from before it even happens?
I guess what I've been learning right now is just to try to do something. Because like I said in the beginning, it was just, we're going to do something. I have no idea really what it is. And, you know, there's all those like motivational quotes, and sometimes I get kind of pessimistic. I'm like, yeah. But just to do something, and to do it with energy and your full commitment, and especially to do it for others. That's what I realized too, because I always loved Einstein's, like, only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. And that's kind of what's always kept me motivated during this, because, you know, it's easy, I guess, for me to at least get overwhelmed. But just keeping that in mind and just, yeah, deciding I'm going to do something. I have no idea what it is. And just being willing to try, like, okay, I'm going to call up this random person. You know, I know that they've already reached that level of success. Or I'm going to just go into this office. Or I'm going to barge into a meeting and, you know, make an announcement. Just deciding to do something. And if it doesn't work out, we'll figure it out. And if it does, like it has been, it's just so much more amazing. And I'm just so in awe of like how life works and how life is right now.
Everybody's going to be in awe of, I think, what's going to be happening when they come over on the 23rd. Eric, I'd like to ask you the same question. Do you have time to stay through the break, through the news, and
Sure. Come
back and do one more segment? I also want to know what help you might need. So you and I are listening today to Eric Espinosa and Renee Shaw, co-organizers of TEDxPCC, happening on the 23rd of November in Arcadia. Arcadia High School's Performing Arts Center. We'll be right back with more Over Coffee after the news. This is Dot Cannon on LancerRadio.org. This is Over Coffee. It's good to be talking to you on this Tuesday morning. Looking forward here to TEDxPCC. I've been talking this morning with the organizers, Eric Espinosa and Renee Shaw, and we are just talking about the event that's going to be happening on the 23rd November, Arcadia High School Performing Arts Center. And Renee, you had told me what it was that you had learned, taken away from your experience planning this, but Eric, I didn't get to ask you that question. What will you be doing in your future that will have been affected by your experience here?
Well, it's definitely been an incredibly incredible journey. I come from the startup world, and there's a lot of similarities between the two as far as creating something like this, because it's very entrepreneurial. You have to literally, you're given the brand, and then you have to start developing it. I've learned a lot of different things that haven't learned while doing my startup, and I've been learning a lot about myself as well, literally a lot of growing, I would say. One thing that's been really interesting is the process of how we've kind of engaged our speakers, and it's literally drawing up that dream list of these are the people that we really want to go for. Whereas some TEDx events, they'll have like an application process for speakers. We kind of use the method of this is who we want. We're going to go engage. And there's been moments where people I've told people who we're talking to and who we're talking, you know, we've signed, and their jaws are dropping because they're like, I can't believe that you're doing that. That's really crazy. In fact, we're in negotiations with a very big band. The members have said yes. The management are working out the logistics. All signs are proving towards yes. So we don't want to say the band yet, but it's looking very, very positive. And it's taking me back to, as I guess I'm a very cliche kind of guy, another quote that that Steve Jobs actually had said, and it was echoed again by Ashton Kutcher. And it's just kind of something that's kind of proven true is the way that we've been moving forward. And it's, you know, life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact that everything around you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you, and you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that people can use. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again. And that's literally, it's that realization. You know, I've been talking to the vice president of Virgin Galactic, the director of of Mars Curiosity. And a lot of people get intimidated by that, but these people have gone through the kind of similar journeys that I have, and they're very understanding. And their response to me is that they're very flattered that they want to help out as best they can. And that's been a really big growing part is literally just going for it. You know, you might fail, you might get that no, but just keep going forward. And that's been a really worthwhile journey in learning.
Just learning to ask, and then people can say yes.
Yes, because it's what's the saying? The answer is always no until you ask.
I hope you get your band. It sounds like you have. We'll talk to you more about that in the future. Before we totally run out of time, what do you need in terms of volunteers, in terms of any kind of support help before this happens?
I guess what we need is A, for people to help sponsor. It's a nonprofit event. We're not for profit. We are not getting paid. The whole event is put on by ticket revenue and also sponsorship. So if you want to donate to TEDxPCC, if you want to help us find donors, that's definitely appreciated. And also to get the word out there. You know, we have our contacts, but all of our listeners also know so many people. So like us on Facebook, you know, spread the word around, let people know what's going on, and we'd love to see everybody there.
Yeah, it's funny is that literally I like to say this is my 60-hour-a-week part-time job, and I'm not getting paid for it. And I'm also working on my startup at a full-time pace as well. And so we're looking for definitely volunteers for the day of the event. We do have our volunteer coordinator, Enrique. You could reach him at enrique@tedxpcc.com as well. But also just literally looking at the website and hitting that contact button. We're definitely entertaining any ideas on any kind of contributions that are made, because we really appreciate anything that is, you know, especially coming from the community.
That was enrique@tedxpcc.com.
Yes.
Renee, Eric, thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure.